If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Aaron met a spicy young lady at a wedding named Brittany. And they drank together, danced together, went back to her hotel room together.
Ooh, things are going good.
But before things got too passionate, Brittany stopped them and said,
I think I want another drink. Can you go get more ice?
How did you get that audio, Jeff? That was amazing.
Wow.
That was sent over to us.
But yeah.
So Aaron drunkenly went looking through the hotel for the ice machine, and by the time he finally found one that was actually working, he couldn't remember what hotel room Brittany was in.
Yeah.
So didn't have her phone number, never found her, was unable to seal the deal that night.
Dude, he barely found his own room at the end of the night.
So now he wants us to call Brittany and clarify what happened. Hopefully we can do that.
Yeah.
Which we can.
So Aaron, if we can get Brittany on the line, would you like to tell her what happened, or do you want us to share the story?
Oh, you guys could do it. That would be great.
I actually think that's a good call. Hearing it from someone else, and if we can make it kind of lighthearted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, if I told her just by myself, I don't know if she'd believe me.
Yeah.
You're not very believable sounding. Yeah.
No, but I understand what you're saying. I mean, maybe she doesn't even remember what happened, all the details from that night, you know? But the good news is you guys started off sober, right? And you had good conversation in the beginning.
Yes, there was a lot of sober connections happening before we got too drunk.
Okay, right. I think we can salvage this.
Yeah, and maybe if I do the drunk voices too, it'll help jog her memory.
No, that will just sound kind of condescending.
Oh, okay.
Okay, don't do that.
Well, we may or may not put the voices in there, but...
Don't, not me.
To be determined, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dial the phone number right now, and I'm going to try and get you your second date update. All right, Aaron?
Thank you very much.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Brittany, please?
This is she.
Hi, Brittany. How are you doing? My name's Young Jeffrey. I work on the radio. You have a moment to talk? Okay, great. Because we do something on our show called the second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can ask us to reach out and try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
All right. And so the person that reached out to us... You may or may not remember him, but his name is Aaron.
Aaron from the wedding, Aaron?
You did. You met him at a wedding.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so you know who we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And he's been reaching out to you, and you're not answering him back. So he's trying to figure out what's going on.
Aaron. I'm sorry, I'm confused here. So Aaron told you this information.
Yeah, well, he told us the story about what happened at the wedding that night.
Which, by the way, Brittany, it sounds like a great, fun, very crazy night at that wedding.
It was fun.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's a smile. I hear your smile, Brittany. You had a good time.
Yeah, it was fine.
Well, he told us that you guys were about to end the night in a very positive way.
Such a weird way to put it.
Well, I'm trying to put this delicately. What?
You don't need to say it delicately. He told us that you two went back to your room, your hotel room, and you were like making out hot and heavy and things were like looking good.
Yeah, you were down to plow.
No, what? Jeff, he did not
you
say
went,
down
like,
to
there's
plow.
No middle ground here, Jeffrey?
Well, you said I didn't have to be skirt around the issues.
Okay, well, I just...
Things were going great, okay?
Sure. This is information that's being shared on the radio. I'm just clarifying. Okay, all right.
Nobody
all right.
knows you. It's not like we, you know, put you on blast.
And so afterwards, there's more to this story because he left your room and you probably don't know what happened to him after that because he never came back.
No, he left me in my room. Did he share that information with you?
Yeah. Not on purpose, though.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're probably pissed, right? Because it probably feels like he ditched you.
Well, how would you feel if someone left saying they'll be back and you're expecting them to come back to have some fun and they don't show up? I mean, of course, I was definitely not happy.
Yeah, that makes sense. But we actually know the reason why.
And it's pretty funny. I mean, funny now. Probably wasn't funny that night. Funny now.
Okay, I'm curious.
So he told us that you asked him to go get some ice for another drink.
Mm-hmm.
But when he went to go find an ice machine, the one that he first found wasn't working, so he had to go to a different floor. And by the time he finally got to one, he totally forgot what room number you were in.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't have your phone number, so he couldn't contact you that way. So he ended up walking up and down the halls shouting your name.
Oh my God, he was pounding on doors asking random people if they knew where you were.
See, like it's funny.
I know he really badly wanted to get with you that night, but it just couldn't happen.
Oh my God.
And it got so bad that security showed up. He got hauled away by security because he was yelling, Brittany!
And then they escorted him back to his room.
No.
What do you think? Does it change your mind a little bit?
I'm just like pretty shocked to hear this, to be honest. Right. I'm not really sure how to process it. I mean, it almost sounds fake, but at the same time, of course he didn't know where I was. So what was he supposed to do?
And you've stood in a hotel. Like, why do all the doors look exactly the same?
And the hallways.
And the hallways, it all is like identical.
Yeah.
But he did also say that he had a really good connection with you even pre-drinking and that he was really felt like you two were vibing.
I mean, we definitely were, but that's also why I was, like, so mad. I mean, I was like, was I picking up the wrong signals or something? You know, I totally thought he was using it as an excuse to leave. And
totally.
Well, maybe this is a conversation that you should have with Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally down to talk to him about it.
Well,
but
that's great because he's down to talk to you right now. He's been on the other line listening this whole time.
Are you okay? Hi?
Hi. Hi.
So all of this is true? Like, what they just told me is true? That's what happened?
Yeah, I really, really tried to find you, and I couldn't, and I was really angry when they dragged me away and put me back in my room.
My God. I mean, this is not an ideal time to talk about this, but there's also a reason why I didn't call you back. I'll tell you now. It's just when you didn't come back, I was so mad. So I know one of the groomsmen, and we were talking before you and I, you know, had met. You know, he gave me his number, and he was on my floor, and so we were like, maybe we can get drinks later. And at that moment, I was just like, fine, I'll just text him. So,
oh,
yeah, I don't think this is the right time to say that, but the truth of it is like, we definitely ended up hanging out that night.
Looking up, I know what you did. You used him.
You had a revenge booty call.
Listen, I didn't know what happened to him. I totally thought he stood me up, ditched me. What am I going to do?
You're drunk and ready to go. Yeah, to the next one.
No one here blames you, I don't think. I mean,
oh, you sent him out to get ice.
Poor Aaron, while he's getting dragged back to his room by security, she's with some other dude.
Oh my God, Aaron.
Well, I'll be honest, that hurts.
That
seems so calm.
You buttered her up and served her on a platter for the next guy, man. Like, that is just brutal.
Wow. That hurts a little bit more. Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have put it that way, Jeff.
No, but Aaron, can you understand her perspective, though?
I mean, yeah. You haven't, like, talked to that guy since or anything?
No, I mean, listen, we're not even hanging.
It was like a one-time thing or something, or?
No, it's not a thing. It's just, it was a convenient thing that was that night. And
oh,
so wait, Aaron, you're still interested, it sounds like.
I mean, kind of. I don't know. Like, I tried really, really hard to get back to her that night. And it really felt like an epic quest to trying to find her. And I really felt like I let her down. And I did. But also at the same time, she took care of herself, which is, you know.
No, someone else took care of her, but...
She took the initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I hear you, and I do feel bad. I feel bad about the whole situation. Like, I had to just, like, forget this night, and you were super nice, but obviously you feel bad. I feel bad that this is how it turned out. I don't know. I just don't think...
No, wait, Brittany, don't say that.
Nice.
Stop it. No,
nice, it's over.
Here's the thing, Brittany. You obviously had something for him, and you were so upset that he left you. I mean...
No, but also, I was super drunk. Like, I remember stuff, but it's a bit fuzzy, and I mean, we had a connection. I remember that. You're a really nice guy, Aaron.
Ah, nice again.
Yeah, but here's the thing. All of it's on the table. I mean, this is open, honest. You guys are good, and why not give him another shot?
We need to ask you, would you like to go out with Aaron one more time? We will pay for it.
And this will be a real date. This won't be a drunk wedding hookup.
To be honest with you guys, I don't really see myself going out with him in a different circumstance. It was a drunk hookup thing, and it felt like a one and done. So.
Oh, no.
That maybe hurts the worst.
Aaron, do you have another wedding on the books soon?
Yeah.
You could invite her to?
Date?
No, unfortunately.
Man, I'm sorry, Aaron. No second date, I guess.
No first date, really.
If any of our listeners out there need a plus one to a wedding, hey, Aaron is single and available.
Yay.
He'll bring the ice.
I mean, I'm also single, so if you wanted to give me a shout out, I'd definitely go out.
No!
That hurts.
I feel like Brittany's going to get more offers for some reason.